This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Brown's going to be getting some PSLs. Is it PSL time? First off, I got another question. Daryl Ryder joins us right now, brought to you by Shabin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys.
Daryl, do you know who sings this song?
No.
Well, I guess you're just not in tune with Cleveland, are you?
I guess. Who?
He's so mad. He's so mad annoyed. Already. He is so annoyed with me.
If we played the lyrics, Daryl, would it help you?
Probably not, but try me.
Life is complicated when you count this paper. Yeah, girl, I wanna see.
Yep, nope, nothing drawn blank. I'm not hip.
That is our number two overall pick, Shador Sanders.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he changed his tune all of a sudden, didn't he? Oh,
I'm downloading it now.
Oh, no, okay, yeah. I can
hope
see
he
that.
Plays quarterback better.
Wow. Daryl, I actually thought that was a pretty decent song. And when we draft him, I'm going to play this for him. And you're going to be in his bad graces. That's how we do this.
I'm just having a little fun with it.
I know you are. Daryl, it's good to talk to you, my friend. I know that you were busy all this week, and we missed you. And we're going to be nice, and hopefully we'll take the gloves off a little bit later on. Daryl, the stadium stuff, we'll start with the stadium stuff, and then we'll get to... Because honestly, I think like our fans, I think they care about the PSL thing, yeah. And then it's like, all right, who's number two? Who's what's Myles Garrett going to do? Like, I think they care about that because it's like, this is still a project that's 4 years off. So let's start with the PSLs. Will there be... I know that David... Jenkins talked to the media yesterday. Do you believe that there's going to be PSLs for the new stadium?
I do. I think that that's something, as Jenkins mentioned yesterday, that they're still working through as far as what their model would look like. That's not to say it's absolutely going to happen, but it's something that internally I know they have been debating two things. One, should they do PSLs? And then two, if they do PSLs, what does that particular model look like? They are, they're cognizant of the expense that obviously comes with that. They're very well aware of the reaction that Buffalo Bills fans have had to PSLs for their new $2 billion stadium that's going to be opening here in a couple of years that's under construction next to their current one. So, I'd love to have an answer for you there, Ken, but I don't because, well, the Browns don't have one.
Are they using maybe the Bills as a canary in the coal mine? Because I know that there's been a lot of Bills fans that have been very angry as they see that other stadium going up right next to, I always want to call it Rich Stadium, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The new stadium's going up. And they're going, these PSLs, I mean, we're hearing some ungodly numbers, but then I'm reading all this stuff about how there's a list of people that are more than willing to get these PSLs if these people don't want these PSLs.
Yeah, you know, the cost range for those PSLs go from anywhere a couple $1,000s per seat upwards of $20,000 per seat, depending on the location within the stadium. The dome that the Browns are proposing to build, it's going to be a 65,000 seat building for football with 2,500 seats of standing room only. So obviously not seats, but you know, 2,500 capacity additional for standing room only. So 67,500 for football. They can expand it for up to 75,000 for major concerts. They can break it down to 7,000 for other events in the building. So the seats are supposed to be the closest of any in the National Football League. The new dog pound is kind of their version of the wall that the Los Angeles Clippers built in their new arena. It's a 35 degree pitch going up to bring the fans closer in to the action. They're putting the visiting tunnel next to the dog pound so that they can, I guess, you know, create some sort of home field advantage there, intimidate teams as they come into the building or whatever for games. But, I don't think the design's the problem. I certainly don't think, the location's the problem. I think it's, you know, fans are concerned about ticket prices. They're concerned about the PSLs like you're asking about. And obviously they're concerned about what the taxpayer contribution to the project looks like.
All right, Daryl, I saw the pie chart that you tweeted yesterday from the Browns about the divide, just who's going to be paying for this. The Browns are putting up $1.2 billion. First of all, I'll ask you, is that enough? Is that in line with what you're seeing elsewhere around the league?
Yeah, I mean, these stadium projects used to be 100% financed public. The current stadium had almost an 80% public financing. The NFL kicked in some money, but once the Lerners were awarded the franchise, they kicked in some money to make some changes to it. But now the recent models are 50-50 split or a 40-60 split with the public handling the 60%. The reason I kind of feel like the 50-50 is reasonable is for a project of this size is because the Browns are doing a mixed-use development with it, and that's another $1 billion on top of it. And the Browns, or I should say the Haslam Sports Group, who owns the Browns, along with their development partners, they're covering the cost of that. So this is actually a $3.4 billion project in which the Haslam Sports Group is investing $2.2 billion, plus they're responsible for project cost overruns.
So you like this deal. You've taken some heat I've seen on social media.
Yeah. I think it's fair. I think it's reasonable. How you get to the public portion of covering the $1.2 billion, that's pretty hairy. But I think that what they have come up with is pretty reasonable. They're going to ask for a 1% hotel bed tax increase and a rental car tax surcharge, I guess, is what they're calling it. Those two things mostly impact visitors from out of town. There were a couple of things that they pointed out yesterday they found interesting. 70% of the fans come from outside the city of Cleveland. For those that are like, they have to be downtown no matter what. That's where Browns fans are. And they're saying, well, no, not really. Most of the fans come from outside the city of Cleveland here. Big events. They mentioned yesterday, I guess last year, and again, this is according to the Haslam Sports Group, there were 8 major concert tours. Detroit got 7 of them. We only got 1. If this building is constructed and it opens, it would be the furthest east dome, I guess, in the United States. If you don't include the roof that they're putting over Jacksonville's dome here in a couple years, or Jacksonville Stadium here in a couple of years. The state has come out with a plan, which I don't think is going to go through the way it's currently written that the governor came.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But it would solve statewide the stadium construction problem, at least from a state contribution standpoint, because it's not just the Browns that want to do a stadium. The Bengals are trying to do a $1.2 billion renovation. You've got the Cincinnati Reds. We know what the Guardians are going through right now. So it would cover major and minor league teams, as well as set aside some money for parents and youth sports programs and things like that by using sports gaming tax revenue, by doubling that tax 20% to make it 40%. And Ohio would become one of the highest taxed sports gaming states in the country. New York is at 51%, I believe, and there's a couple other states that are in that ballpark. But I don't think that that particular plan is going to get through the state legislature as the governor proposed. And the governor even put in there, and this is something that I think really made the Haslams very happy, is you can request up to 40% of the project as long as you have 60% of it secured. You can also request for mixed-use development money, not only for by your stadium or within a 10-mile radius of your stadium, but next to your practice facility. And what are the Cleveland Browns doing? They're doing a mixed-use development also next to their practice facility. So, and that fund can be used for that, and that is independent of the general fund, which is what the Guardians dipped into to get money for the Progressive Field renovation. So the governor tried to come up with something that, as he put it in his words, solves the state stadium funding puzzle while not impacting the state general fund.
Well, Daryl, you had a chance to talk with them yesterday along with other reporters. And how sensitive do you think they were to the public's reaction to a plan like this? I mean, the admission tax, right, by my calculation, 116% increase in admission tax. That's just the tax to get into events. Okay, so that's going to go up.
Yeah, it goes from, I think it's 3%, I should say, in Brook Park right now, and they're proposing it go up to 6%.
Yeah, I mean, 6.5. Yeah. And that's enormous, not to mention the taxes that are going to be there for parking, and the Browns are already going to be benefiting big time on the parking right now. They're not necessarily.
Right. I mean, look, the folks using the building are the ones being taxed. Mm-hmm. And look, again, I understand, ticket prices, it will probably go up. We've talked about the possibility of PSL. So, you certainly understand the concern that Browns fans have, but the Browns, what they're trying to do or what they have tried to do with their proposal is not impact general funds for the community. They're trying to keep the complex sort of self-funded from a tax perspective outside of what I mentioned earlier, the 1% bed tax, which on average, let's say a hotel room is $150, it's $1.50. I think they said about a $6 charge per day on a rental car. Again, most of the people impacted by that are going to be visitors from out of town. And we've seen that model around the country when you're talking about taxes to support stadiums. One thing that they did point out is that there are a lot of stadium projects where they just got flat out grants from state and municipalities that came from the general fund. And, they mentioned like cities like Baltimore's renovation project that has done that. Jacksonville, the Buffalo Bills Stadium, the massive amount of money they got from the state of New York came from the general fund. And what the Browns have tried to do with their proposal is say, yes, we are asking for taxpayer assistance, but we're asking that the tax revenues generated by the complex are what is used to pay off the bonds. And according to the Browns math, over 30 years, the state takes home $1.3 billion after paying off the debt service, and the city of Brook Park and Cuyahoga County would split over $2.1 billion over 30 years in excess revenue that can be used to cover capital repairs and other projects within the county. And again, that's assuming that their revenue figures are on the nose, because, again, those are numbers that they are providing.
Who are the Browns going to take? Are the Browns going to take a quarterback at number two? Mary Kay said yes.
I am saying I hope not.
What do you believe they're going to do?
I don't think they will.
Why?
Whoa.
No. Dissension against Mary Kay. I'm going to text her.
I have all the love and respect in the world for Mary Kay. No dissension, no shade, no nothing.
Nope, that's not what she's going to hear when I tell her.
My take is that Andrew Berry works very quietly. And so when there's a lot of Shedeur Sanders buzz coming out of that building, I take it with a grain of salt, because that's not how Andrew Berry works. I firmly believe that they are not going to take a quarterback. They're going to do their homework. They're going to meet, all that stuff. And it's newsworthy, and it's all part of the pre-draft process. But there's a lot of Shedeur Sanders buzz connected to the Cleveland Browns right now, and I'm listening to it, but I'm not believing it right now.
Why don't you like Shedeur Sanders, Daryl?
From everything I hear, he's a wonderful young man, and he's quite the musician, as we heard earlier.
Somebody actually texted me a couple weeks ago, said that there's people who believe he's a headache.
Is it because of his dad?
I don't know. No, they say outside of his father.
Oh.
And they go, I don't know why you like this guy. Daryl, don't shoot the messenger. I got the text. I'm sorry.
I'm not. By all accounts, he's a pretty good kid off the field. Certainly, he commands a lot of attention because of his dad and his family and whatnot. But, I just don't think that these quarterbacks are worthy of the first and second pick in the draft. That's my thing. Is a year ago, they're at best second round picks. At best.
Yeah, well, Joe Burrow, probably, what was he? What was Joe Burrow before he came out? Because he could have came out. He could have went in the draft. There would be no reason, but what would a Joe Burrow been?
Well, I mean, hindsight being 2020, Joe Burrow would be the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, there you go, hindsight.
So I have reservations about both of these quarterbacks from just from the the on the field thing. It's nothing personal against either one of them. I've got reservations right now, as Kevin Stefanski would say, I reserve the right to change my mind between now and April. I don't know that my mind is going to change, but I just it's the time of year where you listen to everything, but you can't believe a lot of it because, again, the Browns don't tip their hand.
Well, then I'm going to harass you until you change your mind.
I'm sure you will.
I'm just kidding. Daryl, we love you. We thank you very much for the time. It's good to talk to you again.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.